Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Welcome to Part 2 of Bug Rates, an MDC special report. I'm Chris Newton. Today we're discussing page 263 of Heroes Unlimited as we continue our special report on the many insects available to the insect-themed superhero, which I am ranking on nebulous criteria of combat effectiveness, utility, and style to guide you in your insect-themed superhero career. So far we've discussed only two bugs, and so we go into part two with a short leaderboard, common red ants at the bottom and carpenter ants at the top. Immediately today, though, we're introduced to the third member of the ant trio, fire ants. Like common red ants, fire ants have only one hit point, are venomous, are aggressive, and can emit formic acid into the wounds of their enemies. Well, I say their enemies, anyone you ask them to. Fire ants were born for violence, and they're happy to oblige if you have some violent chores that need doing. It's nothing personal, it's in their nature. At 16 armor rating and 200 SDC, fire ants are about as durable at giant size as common red ants, but they're substantially more effective in combat, they have more attacks per melee, and it goes without saying, fire ants have a much cooler name than the common red ant, a bug unfortunate enough to have mediocrity inscribed in its very title. However, fire ants do not knock off carpenter ants from the top spot. The carpenter ant supremacy will be short-lived, however, because our next bug is the common grasshopper, which is in another tier entirely compared to ants. Grasshoppers are the bards of the insect world, with their combination of sonic abilities, goofy debuffs, and all-around combat prowess. The grasshopper can fly, has an even temper, making it an excellent mount, can make leaps of up to 300 feet, which will certainly make you the center of attention in mass superhero fights, and crucially, grasshoppers can spit a substance called tobacco juice to aid you in combat. As with the bug armor that we talked about in part one, tobacco juice is a dumb power in terms of its mechanical execution, but is a smart power for you to take advantage of, particularly if you're going up against foes who may be heavier hitters than you are, which I suspect may be the case if you are marching into superhero combat covered in beetles, relying upon a grasshopper to fight your battles. Quote, spitting tobacco juice on a victim causes a painful burning sensation caused by digestive acids if shot into the eyes. Victim is blinded until the fluid can be washed out of the eyes. Victims are -8 to strike, parry, and dodge until the tobacco juice is removed with water. Getting hit with the juice on the body causes no damage, but stinks. In the sense of literal stink, not in the sense of these digestive juices are a real drag. Quote, and the character may vomit from revulsion. Roll to save versus non-lethal poison slash toxin. A failed roll means the person loses 2 melee attacks and initiative while he vomits. Now there are a number of reasons why tobacco juice turns out to be a very effective weapon for a clever crime fighter. First of all, while the rules are presented as either blinding your foe or making them vomit, that seems to be an indefensible interpretation. Surely, if having grasshopper chunks blown upon your shirt and pants is enough to make a character vomit, having the same grasshopper chunks dripping down one's face would have the same effect, in addition to the blinding effect. So if one follows best crime-fighting practices and always aims for the eyes, tobacco juice has two effects on a successful hit. Blinding, apparently automatically, which gives a huge -8 penalty to combat actions and is going to prevent that foe from dodging, barring some superpower like radar sense, and on a failed save against non-lethal poison, which has a difficulty of 16 typically, the victim will lose initiative and lose 2 melee attacks, whereas the grasshopper will have spent only one action to spit. This raises the prospect of stun-locking using tobacco juice. If the grasshopper just keeps spitting and the target just keeps vomiting, since the target won't be able to effectively dodge or parry while blinded, the victim will run out of actions before the grasshopper does. And in fact, the grasshopper's ability to continue vomiting is the dumbest thing on this page. There is no limit to how much tobacco juice a grasshopper can expel. Grasshoppers, as all entomologists know, have digestive juices for days. Give me a grasshopper long enough and a place to land it, and I shall digest the world, said Archimedes, the father of modern entomology, and the Palladium rules bear out this extremely well-sourced quote. As if digestive juices weren't enough, the grasshopper can also, quote-unquote, sing, causing such a racket, it says here, that all characters within a 50-foot radius have difficulty hearing and are distracted and take minor penalties. So in a group combat situation, the grasshopper can be used to debuff an entire radius rather than focusing its ire and its digestive juice on one foe. I do appreciate the flexibility, but it's really the tobacco juice attack. Stylishly named, causes people to throw up, combat effective, it ticks all the boxes. The Grasshopper is my number one pick so far, although I must admit that its swarm potential is low. However, once again, that position at the top of the list will be short-lived because next, and finally on this page, comes the common honeybee. There's no need to bore you with the details of the common honeybee. We're all familiar with what a honeybee is. Swarms of honeybees can be effective in combat. However, as a giant insect, the bee is of limited use because it leaves its stinger in its victim. Likewise, the honeybee is of only middling armor rating and SDC. However, all of this is made up for by the honeybee's patented butt-first wind attack. Quote, "The bee can create a powerful rush of wind by turning around and furiously beating its wings. Range of the wind blast is 120 feet. Wind gusts as high as 50 miles per hour. The average person caught in the gust is unable to physically attack or move forward. Victims must roll a saving throw versus losing balance or have an item, gun, sword, etc., blown from their hands. Must roll an 18 or higher. PP bonuses are applicable to the save. A failed roll means it will take the victim an additional melee to fully recover, and 2d4 melees to find and gather up any equipment blown away." There is no saving throw listed for resisting the basic effect of the wind rush, which is that the victim can't attack and can't move forward. But it's not just the basic incapacitating effect that makes this butt-first wind attack so devastating. The victim must also roll a saving throw at a difficulty of 18. If the victim can't make a saving throw of 18, they will lose balance, their equipment will blow away, they won't recover for a full melee. That's a full round lost after one action by the honeybee. And any important items they might have been holding, such as a weapon, that item will take an average of 5 rounds to recover. That's over a full minute during intense combat. The flexibility of being able to incapacitate a foe, disarm a foe, and possibly deny a foe an entire round of actions at the cost of one action, in addition to the style factor of having your giant bee accomplish this by beating its wings and vibrating its furry butt at your foe, this is a prime insect hero move, and one that, as we've mentioned in the previous part, will be good for PR. Honeybees are less sinister than wasps. And just imagine a court trying to convict you of brutality against your foe by showing footage of your foe being bowled over by a butt-first wind attack. The jury will not convict you. The jury will award you some kind of medal of cuteness for your deeds. So, the grasshopper and the honeybee are both excellent options for the insect-based hero. Join me tomorrow for part 3 of this Bug Rates special report as I review the yellow jacket, the horsefly, and the praying mantis on MDC The Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.